This is 1286. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I hope you are enjoying the day, and we continue with our series on quiet, where you are creating your own quiet quest. In today's episode, you're going to discover some insight as to what it means to be quiet in the world today. And I will share with you a meditation technique you can do as you settle yourself into your meditation today. Of course, you can always do these techniques, whether you are seated meditating or going about your day, maybe doing the dishes or walking through the grocery store, whatever you might be doing, you can still do these techniques. That's the beauty of meditation techniques. They are portable. So, as you consider your quiet quest, I want to give you a little food for thought. And that is to explore a little about what it means to be quiet. And there's a book by author Susan Cain, and she talks about what it means to be quiet in her book, Quiet, The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking. And she talks about how being quiet has meant different things throughout the centuries. And she goes on to explore in depth how in 20th century America, she is looking at how introverts and extroverts evolved in the United States. So this is where a lot of her research comes from. Well, she talks about a culture of character in the 20th century. And she said that the ideal self was serious, disciplined, and honorable. And what counted was not so much the impression one made in public as how one behaved in private. The word personality didn't exist in English until the 18th century, and the idea of having a good personality was not widespread until the 20th century. So if you find that you may be an introvert in a currently extroverted world, take heart in knowing that you are expressing the qualities of character. And I think this makes sense when you do meditate, because those are the qualities you draw out when you meditate. You could say you tap into the best part of yourself. And that's the part you weren't particularly aware of, as maybe you were chiming in on a conversation or laughing out loud about something someone said or jumping in with your thoughts in a conversation. What you may find when you're quiet is that you become more reflective, more considerate in how you express yourself in speech, and you often are more compassionate because you're not so busy making noise and talking and being extroverted. And so you have a chance to assess people and situations on a deeper level when you're quiet. So your quiet quest could become a turning point in your life as you communicate. And I want to share with you a mudra that you could do as you meditate. This is a simple mudra. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. When you position your hands in a particular way, it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. We have a lot of nerve endings there on our hands and fingertips. And so when you activate these, it's thought you can activate that corresponding region of your brain. So this mudra is called the Varun Mudra. And to do it, you simply tap your little finger and your thumb together. So if you rest your hands on your lap, doing this with both hands, with your palms upward, and then touch your little finger and your thumb together, and your other three fingers are outward, it'll look like you are representing the number three with your three fingers. And that is it. That's how you do the Varun Mudra. Tap your little finger and your thumb together. Now, this mudra helps with interpersonal communication. And it also can help to create a physiological change in your body by balancing and helping the circulation of fluids. So if you have dry skin or eyes and you feel as though you're kind of dried out, this mudra is thought to help your fluids flow better. And when you think about your conversation as you meditate today, visualize your body, your fluids. We are comprised mostly of water. So visualize your fluids flowing like a river and your communication flowing outward. You could visualize yourself communicating with someone else. And think about how you'd like this communication to flow. Do you want it to come out rushing? Or would you love your conversation to meander gently, to flow beautifully? Visualize this as you meditate today. And you can hold this mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. I'm Mary Meckley, and if you would like full 30-minute guided meditations and 2 weeks free access to over 1,000 of those guided meditations, along with a journal for each week's series, so you have a quiet quest journal for this week, and a guide with all these techniques organized for you, it becomes your weekly meditation cheat sheet. You can find that over at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. You are so worth slowing down for.